to Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Steve Bertrand. Thanks very much for tuning in. This is 720 WGN, just about 11 minutes now in front of 6 o'clock. Oh, we're going to play Hot News or Not News today because I'm going to be off on Friday. So if you want to call in after the 6 o'clock news for a chance to play a Hot News or Not News, we'd love to have you along. It's all sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling. Senator John Curran was on with John Williams earlier today. Were you listening? He was talking about the problems that he has with the State Board of Education punishing schools that aren't enforcing the mask mandate.
I didn't realize there was a disparity. You get 2 months if you're a public school and 24 hours if you're a private school?
Well, you don't necessarily even get 24 hours. I mean, there's just no defined process by ISB if you're a private school.
All right, so what do you want? If I may, Senator, do you want everybody to be very quick like the private schools, or do you want the private schools to get 2 months to figure it out?
You know, there should be some process in place for the private schools, John. Defined, it should be a period of time that allows for an interactive process, collaboration. Ultimately, that's going to lead to better resolutions.
That's the senator on with John Williams earlier today. So far, a handful of school districts around the state have been punished by the State Board of Education. So here's the thing I've been thinking about lately is, you know, we're in a better place than the worst of it because the vaccines are around. But when you look at our numbers right now, correct me if I'm wrong out there, but they're roughly equivalent to where they were before, like last February, I think, when it comes to hospitalizations. Downstate right now, there are no ICU beds. In Alaska and Idaho, they're starting to ration medical care because they don't have room for everyone because of the COVID-19 patients. But what's missing today from what was very much in existence then seems to be this case of anxiety. Maybe I'm wrong, but it's just the way I feel. And so I thought I'd ask an expert. Dr. John Duffy is on a phone line, the clinical psychologist, the life coach, the author of Parenting the New Teen in the Age of Anxiety, and a very familiar voice here in WGN. John, welcome back. How are you?
I'm great, Steve. It's good to hear your voice.
Oh, it's even better to hear yours. So what do you make of the setup I just provided there?
My gosh, I think you are so onto something that not many of us are thinking about. But if we think back not very long, we had a kind of persistent fear response that over the past several months has dissipated. Maybe not entirely, but by and large, a great deal. And part of that is that our minds can only hold a state of fear and crisis for so long. You get that kind of that combination of cortisol and anxiety and accelerated heart rate, and we can only physically hold on to a fear response for so long. And at some point, we just kind of let go of it, and we, you know, kind of assimilate to the current conditions. I'm not saying that's the healthiest thing, but that's part of what's happening right now and why you're not seeing the same kind of anxiety that you were seeing just a few months ago.
We're talking to psychologist John Duffy. Okay, I think this is a silly question, John, but is that roughly the same thing as a kid being afraid of the dark when he or she's going to bed and then eventually they get over that? Or is that different because they finally realize they're going to be okay when they're in their bedroom?
It's pretty close to the same thing in a way it's kind of like exposure therapy, right? You know, if somebody is anxious about going into a restaurant, I worked with somebody recently who had that fear. Once you kind of get acclimated to that new situation, you realize, okay, this isn't as scary as I thought. This is a little different because we are still in a pandemic, of course. Part of it also, though, Steve, is kind of groupthink. We tend to follow the lead of the people around us, and we're seeing less fear in the faces of the people around us. And so that suggests a less fearful response than the anxiety we were seeing, let's say, back, you know, in April of 2020, for instance. So there's a number of factors kind of playing into what looks like a diminished level of anxiety.
Do you think that the attitude that I'm seeing, and clearly the attitude I have, but that I'm witnessing with my friends and my coworkers and things like that, you know, is sort of a relaxed, the vigilance is eased up a little bit. Now, a lot of people around here, most of the people I know are vaccinated. Maybe an overwhelming number, majority of the people I know are vaccinated. But do you think that in areas of a lower vaccination rate, say in southern Illinois, where there are no ICU beds, that the anxiety there has also diminished? Or do you think it's stronger there than it is here?
Well, I will tell you that I was talking to a couple of clients who happened to have dropped their child off at school in southern Illinois. I'm trying to be, I want to be careful here just to protect their anonymity. But, and they would argue that they were surprised that the same lack of a fear response that they're seeing here in the Chicago area, they're seeing downstate as well. So even though there's some degree of crisis there, real crisis, right? You're absolutely right. You know, there are no ICU beds available, and, you know, far fewer people are vaccinated. People are less safe. And still, we're seeing this diminished level of fear. And I think part of that is also kind of that, I'm using the term groupthink a little liberally here, but, you know, that idea that, you know, nobody else seems that afraid, and this has been going on so long, and I'm done being in crisis, and so I'm going to kind of ignore the numbers and just go on with life as is.
We're talking to John Duffy, a clinical psychologist, a familiar voice here. And we should also say, too, that I would imagine the level of anxiety down there was never as great as it was here, because clearly they're not too worried. They didn't get vaccinated.
Exactly. And I suppose we should throw in one other counterpoint, Steve. The people we're not seeing are the people who are really afraid. Like, you know, I'm working with some people who have become agoraphobic, are homebound. Some kids are refusing to go to school. They're getting medication for anxiety. So we're just not seeing some of the people who are maintaining a sense of fear. The people who are out and about, that's where I think we're seeing this kind of like drop in anxiety.
I'm going to use a phrase that I have no right to use because I don't know really what it means, but will our national, I'm going to say psyche, I don't know if that's appropriate, John, but are we going to come out of this mentally different as a country?
For sure. Yes, absolutely. It's actually, and national psyche is pretty close. You know, I would say like our collective psyche is going to be traumatized over time. And then that feels like a dramatic word, but it's the right word, Steve, as a result of this pandemic. And, you know, God forbid when the next thing comes along, if and when the next thing comes along, I think we are going to kind of like revert back to that feeling we had right at the beginning. I was actually reminded of it the other day, just watching some footage of 9/11 and thinking about like how, you know, we had this immediate fear response that dissipated over time. But back in March of, you know, 2020, you know, some of that same fear response seemed to come back. And I think we're going to have that same kind of like backlash again and again and again as we are kind of re-traumatized collectively.
Dr. John Duffy, hey, it was great to talk to you again. I look forward to the next time, John.
Me too, Steve. Good to talk to you.
It's Chicago's Afternoon News. Hey, you want to play Hot News or Not News? We're going to do it right after the 6 o'clock news. Good time to call 312-981-7200. We'll put you in the queue to play. You could win a desktop weather station from American Weathermakers, also a retro WGN t-shirt. First, a visit to the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.